انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Hail Your Voice on 90s FM.
Hail Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم سبت الساعة 10 لربع بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Hail Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday at 9:45 p.m., this show presents you an unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about the band's history and each band's album process. In today's episode, we'll continue to talk about the band that has been formed in 2004 by five members from Sheffield, England. As this second part will be about the history after the release of their 2013 album and their musical progression and transition to all experimental rock. Okay, let's check out their third single from the fifth album. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. This was Thrown by Bring Me Horizon, a third single and the third track from their fifth album, That's the Spirit, which was produced by Oliver Sykes and Jordan Fisher, album especially. Let's talk about their history after the release of their fourth album, Supernatural. In late June 2015, the band began to promote pictures of an umbrella symbol used as a tattoo, stickers, and posters across England, USA, Australia, and Europe, which she used later for a promotional symbol and logo for the album's first single, Drown. As on July 13th, at the same year, the band pronounced that they had left their previous label, Epitaph Records, and signed with Sony Music subsidiaries, RCA Records globally, and Columbia in the USA. On July 21st, 2015, they released their fifth album, That's the Spirit, which has received mixed reviews by critics, plus it ranked at number 2 in Alternative Press' 10 Essential Records 2015 list, and it was nominated for Album of the Year at the 2016 Alternative Press Music Awards. Then there was a weird controversy by the band in February 2016 when Oliver Sykes trashed British rock band Nicole Blaze Staple at the 2016 NME Awards during a live performance of the band's track Happy Song. Although some fans thought the Staple trashing was because of a feud between two bands at Coldplay. Sorry for this. As Coldplay copied the band's Supertunnel album artwork for the cover of their seventh album, A Head Full of Dreams, Sykes later stated that the act was not an act of, quote, dirty protest, and suggested that it was a pure coincidence that Coldplay were sitting at the table that he trashed. Even Coldplay frontman Chris Martin admitted that he had never heard of the Bring Me Horizon, prior to the incident. And on April 22nd, 2016, the band performed an orchestral live concert, which was conducted by Simon Dobson at the Royal Albert Hall in London, as it marked the first time the band had performed with a live orchestra. The live album, Live at the Royal Albert Hall, was released physically on December 2nd, 2016, with all proceeds donated to a Teenage Cancer Trust. As Jordan Fish hinted that at the possibility of doing a full tour with an orchestra one day. Okay, let's take a break with the first single from their sixth album, and we'll be back.
Start a cult with me. I'm not vibrating like I ought to be. I need a purpose, I can't keep surfing through this existential misery. Now we're gonna need some real estate, but if I choose my words carefully, think I could fool you that I'm the guru. Wait, how do you spell epiphany? Before the truth will set you free, you are before you find a place to be. You're gonna lose the ball. Too late to tell you now. One ear or right out the other one. Cause all you ever do is chant the same old mantra. Attention, please. It's time to tap into your tragedy. Think you could use a new abuser. Close your eyes and listen carefully. Imagine you're stood on a beach. Water gently lapping at your feet. But now you're sinking. What were you thinking? That's all the time we have this week. Before the truth will set you free, it'll piss you off. Before you find a place to be, you're gonna lose. Do you really wanna think all by yourself now? All I'm asking for is a little bit.
Russia.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Mantra, a first single and the second track from their sixth album, Amo, which was released on January 25th, 2019, although it was originally scheduled to be released on January 11th. The background, the inspiration is from Netflix documentary called Wild Wild Country. Moreover, the background meaning of this song is, according to an interview with Metal Hammer, Oliver Sykes explained, starting a relationship, especially marriage, is like starting a cult. A small two-man cult, because you have to give yourself over completely to this person. You have to trust them, you have to love them unconditionally, even if you start thinking, this is a bit suspect or this is a bit dodgy. That's what a relationship is. It's exactly the same as a cult. So that's where the thinking behind the song came from. Let's continue. In August 2018, Dakota, do you want to start cult with me? With a hexagram logo, and unique phone number and a website address titled thejoinmantra.org, appeared in each cryptic poster, which eventually became a lyric in Mantra, and followed by an announcement of Amo, and tour call dates called the First Love World Tour. Amo has guest features in few tracks, and Danny Filth from Cradle Filth in Wonderful Life, Grimes in Nihilist Blues, and Razelle in Heavy Metal. This album has received positive yet mixed reviews by critics and fans, mostly due to genre bending. Amo's lyrical theme revolves about love. Moreover, Amo named after the Portuguese word for I love, as one of the tracks of Mother Tongue is dedicated to Oliver Sykes' wife as Alyssa Salles or Alessic. Bring Horizon revealed in one of the interviews that they won't do albums again and they will release EPs instead, as they released their second album, Music to Listen To, which featured the American single Halsey and British bands Iwanaka and Lotus Eater on December 27th, 2019, unexpectedly. And until in 2020, when the lockdown began, the band shared multiple vlogs on YouTube of them recording their third EP, which would be a first part of Post-Human Trilogy. Post-Human Survival Horror, the lyrical content revolves about the living inside COVID-19 pandemic, mental health, environmental issues, and corrupted politics. Post-Human Survival Horror has guest features, Youngblood, Hip The Baby Metal, Nova Twins, and Amy Lee from Evanescence. From 2021 to somehow now, they collaborated with Oliver O'Brien, Tom Morello, MGK, Masked Wolf, Ed Sheeran, The Cigarette, plus they produced the Halsey's Experiment on Me, a track from Birds of Prey soundtrack. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Believer in nobody. Won't let me leave cause I've seen something. Hope I don't sneeze, I don't. Really, we just need to feel something. Only pretending to feel something. I know you're dying to run. I wanna turn you around.
Please remain calm. The end has arrived. We cannot see you. Enjoy the ride. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's a warning.
This is a war.
It's a parasite. Got a feeling in your stomach, cause you know that it's coming for you. And you fall into the grief. Don't forget what I told you. When we forget the infection, will we remember the lesson? If the suspense doesn't kill you, something else will.
Move.
In that black hole you call a brain before it's too late.
Really, we just wanna scream something. Only pretend to believe something. I know you're baying for blood. I wanna turn you around.
Please remain calm. The end has arrived.
This is a war.
It's a parasite. Got a feeling in your stomach, cause you know that it's coming for you. If you follow it to the grave, don't forget what it told you. When we forget the infection, will we remember the lesson? If the suspense doesn't kill you, something else will. It's a parasite. Got a feeling in your stomach, cause you know that it's coming for you. If you follow it to the grave, don't forget what it told you.
You can board up your windows, you can lock up your doors, yeah. But you can't keep washing your hands of this shit anymore.
With all the king's sources and all the king's friends, don't know their answers from their pathogens. When life is a prison and death is a door, they say you want it.
This is a
war.
Back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Parasite Eve, a second single and a second track from their third EP Post Human Survival Horror, which was released on October 30th, 2020. This song has lots of facts, but firstly, a fact for gamers that the background inspiration was from a Japanese video game Parasite Eve and Doom Eternal. Moreover, the background meaning is, according to interview with NME magazine, Sykes admitted, we had heard about the pandemic in China, but then the similarities between what we were writing about started to become closer to reality. Every time there was a news story about it, we would turn to each other and say Parasite Eve, not realizing the magnitude of it all. He continued saying, we shelved the song for a bit because it felt bit too close to the bone. After sitting on it for a while, we realized that this was a reason to release it. Now more than ever, in our music, we've always wanted to escape. But there's been too much escapism and ignoring the problems in the world. It's not what the world needs. The world needs more and things needs it. Think about it. And remember, you can't just brush it over it and expect the life to go back to normal because it bleep ain't. In so many ways, we need to change it. That's what rock music is about, addressing the dark side and processing it. This song has a lot of facts, as I said. Firstly, there's a sample from the Bulgarian song, Ergen Dayado, or Song of a... I can't pronounce it, but it's... Chobosko. Yes. Secondly, Mick Gordon was a co-producer with them for this track. Plus, Sykes' wife Alice Sek was featured in this track. Finally, this single was originally to be released on June 10th, 2020. Although due to Black Lives Matter movement, it was postponed to June 25th. Okay, unfortunately, we're reaching to our closing time. But before it ends, I will leave you with a recent one, Lost, a third single from their upcoming EP. Okay, write down your messages and opinions on 90s FM's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, maybe. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great night. Salam.